27, 28, and 29. For this is my covenant with them, whom I shall take away their sins. As concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sake. But as for touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. All right, to Romans 11, verse 27. This is my covenant. Who's talking here? Excuse me, your hair looked like a hand. Okay. Yeah, Paul.
The covenant, I think he's talking about the believers.
All right, believers, and what type of is that?
He's talking, God the Father.
Okay, God the Father, who's talking? And my covenant. Who's he referring? What covenant is he referring to there? And he hands on that. What covenant is he referring to there? This is my covenant. Yes, Joanne.
The covenant that Jesus died for our sins.
Well, that's true, but in verse 26, he's talking to what group of people there?
Israel.
You're going to come out of Sinai and deliver and turn away ungodliness. When will Lord Jesus come as a deliverer? And he hands on that. When will he come as a deliverer? Yes, Joanne.
At the second coming.
All right, how many phases are there in the second coming?
Oh.
How many phases are there in the second coming?
Well,
yes, Joanne?
Well, the first one, he's not going to put his foot down, right? He's
all
just
right.
Going to hover.
And what is that first phase doing this? Yes, Tammy?
The rapture.
Okay. And what is the second phase of his coming? What is that usually known as? Any hands on that? The same thing. Well, here's Jacob. Okay, let me see if I can get this out without destroying it. All right. Let's see if I can do it. Sit down this part. It's really in your tape. There it is. Yes, hello, Jacob and Dale from Texas. Well, go ahead and answer it anyway, even if it has. Okay.
Oh, it has? Okay.
No, go ahead.
His covenant, that would be the Abrahamic covenant and all the other covenants with it.
That's possible.
The covenant and the David covenant.
That's possible. Go right ahead.
Oh, anyway. I was covenant real good on Sermon Audio.
Sermon. Well, I didn't know it was down there, but it's coming in.
It was down. I don't know if it's still down. But
okay, it's coming in good on what? Facebook?
On certain audio. It's coming in clear, loud and clear.
Okay, we'll tell the people. Thanks very much. Appreciate that. It's way to Jacob and Theo in Texas.
Hi.
So I'll just call. Call again if you can.
No,
I
haven't had one.
What was that?
So this, where you referenced the new covenant. In verse 27.
All right, verse 27. The new covenant. This is my covenant. All right, and the second phase of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is normally known as... Here's Rob. Yes, Rob, right ahead from Chicago. Come very fast.
Amen to that. I don't know. I think someone else called and I have the volume turned down, but maybe they describe what that covenant is.
Oh, go ahead. Says wave to Rob in Chicago. Wave to Rob in Chicago. Appreciate that, Rob, for your answer. And so we're talking about the coming of the Lord. Yes, Tammy.
This was referring to Israel being saved, so this is going to be later right. on. So it seems that it's referencing what talked about in Joel chapter 2
all right.
About Israel and about the Holy Spirit being poured upon them. Look for that here and look for that.
All right. Is Joel 2? I'm not sure.
Joel chapter 2 says, "And shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered from Mount Zion, and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and the remnant whom the Lord shall call."
Remnant of the Lord shall call. Now, we talk again about the coming, the two phases of the Lord Jesus coming. He said the first phase was the rapture. What takes place at the rapture of the church? Any hands on that? What takes place at the rapture? Bill, and then
the church will be called up to be with the Lord.
Okay, how would you define church in that case, Bill?
All saved, born-again Christians.
Okay. Tammy?
And now, in reference to those same 48 Christians, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then
all
the
right.
which are still alive will be caught together to meet the Lord
all right. there. Will all the world see that first phase of the Lord's coming? Any hands on that?
Yeah.
All the world? No. The people will go, people wonder, where did that girl go? Where did that boy go? Where did that man, that woman, the child? That's the first phase. What's the second phase of the Lord's return? And how would you describe it? Yeah, Paul?
Isn't it where they'll be caught up together? I'm trying to remember that verse. Caught up together in the clouds.
But what is the rapture then, Paul?
I mean, I'm probably all confused. I mean, I'm trying.
Okay.
I don't want to explain myself too good. I mean, I know what I want to say.
Okay. Anybody want to clarify that for Paul? The rapture is what, as we designed before earlier?
The verse that Paul is referring to is the rapture.
As he's referring to the rapture.
When we meet the Lord in the air.
Okay.
That's what I was trying to say.
Both, but that's the rapture. That's the
okay.
first phase of
first
the
phase
second
of the second coming of the Lord. It's the rapture. It's the dry.
He will actually put his feet down, and then there'll be then there's going to be the army, and they're going to fight the devil. Is that the second
well,
phase?
The second phase is going to be that, right? Now, what's the difference in time between the first phase and the second phase of the Lord's coming? Tammy? Then Anna?
Tribulation, 7 years.
Tribulation, 7 years comes in there, separates the phase. Now, are there only true understandings of the rapture? Are there some false understandings? If so, what are some of the false phases or understandings of the rapture? Any hands on that? What are some of the false ones? What's the true one? Yes, Jill?
Well, I know a doctor of mine happened to be a Seventh-day Adventist. He said, Jill, you believe it's going to be a secret rapture, and I don't believe that. No, it's not going to be a secret. Everybody's going to see and everybody's going to know. And everybody's going to know what happened and all this other stuff.
Everybody knows what happened, but will they see the Lord return in the rapture? And he has done that.
In the rapture?
The rapture, yes.
No.
No. See, it will be, yeah, Anna. Except the general Christians will see it, but the world won't see it. Yeah, Anna.
Well, and the world won't really know what happened. They might, I mean, they'll realize that people disappeared, but they won't know why they disappeared.
That's right, they disappeared.
Yeah, they'll probably make up some story.
All right.
There'll be all sorts of
aliens. Yeah, and back to my question earlier, are there only true phases of the rapture, or are there some false, fake, phony, untrue definitions of the rapture of Christ? And if so, what are a few of them? Any hands on that? Any fake and phony ideas in the rapture? Yes, Tammy.
A partial rapture theory where only those that are walking with the Lord are going to be raptured.
Partial rapture, is that true or false?
False.
That's absolutely false. Even though someone's carnal, fleshly, wicked sins they're committing with the flesh, if they're genuine Christians saved with a new nature, born again, but walking after the flesh, God's still going to call them up for the rapture. And when God does call them up, what's going to happen to those kind of Christians at the judgment seat of Christ?
They're going to have their works burned up, and they'll be saved as by fire.
They have their works burned up, and they'll be saved as was by fire. Now, the guys are not going to take their salvation away. They're not going to get any rewards. They'll just be saved, yet so is by fire. Just by the neck of, you know, the hairs of their head, they're what God's going to do. Skin their teeth. Any other false views of this rapture that we should know about? Any other false views? Partial. Bill.
Some say there is no such thing as a rapture.
So they deny there is such thing as a rapture. That's exactly. Is that true or false?
False.
That's false. And the other false views of the rapture. Yes, Joe.
Well, it's not a view according to the Bible and among Bible doctrine, Christian doctrine, and everything like that, but I just want to add something quickly. That I had read that, I don't know how true it is, but I wouldn't be surprised, I wouldn't put it past them, though, because the government, we can't trust them as far as we get frozen. We can't put all our trust in them with FEMA, camps, and all this other stuff that supposedly, you know, they're coming and everything else. But the thing is that I had read this article on how they want to, and I saw it more in one spot, but how they want to do a fake rapture and deceive the people. And they want to put some kind of, I don't know how they're going to succeed or how they're going to do it. They want to do it by man's hands alone and try to grab the bull by the horns and get man into control, and really God's control of this, we all know when it happens too. But they want to put some kind of holographic image in the sky of quote-unquote the Lord. And then, you know, make it look like people are being, you know, taken up and all this other weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all know that's fake, and that's, you know, whether they try to succeed with that or whatever, they want to just try to deceive people, even so temporarily, by doing that.
I've never heard of that, but it's an interesting background. Yes.
Interesting.
Any other fake and phony right here? Tammy.
The mid-tribulation, so after 3.5 years, the rapture will occur rather than before the tribulation. It will happen in the middle of the tribulation, or the post-tribulation after the whole tribulation, all 7 years is over, or pre-wrath, before
the special wrath. All those three, are they false or true?
They're all false.
All false. So, what is the only true definition of the rapture of the Lord Jesus Christ, the first phase of his coming? Any hands on that? Yes, Joe?
Well, what is the full phase, but when Tim's talking about, you know, pre, mid, and post-tribulation, if we talk about it that way, it's going to happen pre-tribulation, order, which is going to
Is that the true one or the false one?
True.
That's the true phase. Before any part of the tribulation, the church, the general Christians, will not have to go through any part of that tribulation. Questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. Call and comment, just say hello, glad to hear from you. And so, in verse 27, my covenant unto them, I will take away their sins. Who's the there referred to there? My covenant, Joanne?
The Jews.
Probably the Jews. When the generous say, come to the Lord, I'll take away their sins.
Is that only the 144,000?
Well, who would that include? Who would that include? What Jews would be included as genuine Christians? Yes, Tim?
All that are saved during
the tribulation. Yes, all that are saved. Now, there's in the 144,000, that's made up in the 7-year tribulation, how many from each of the tribes except one? How many from each of the tribes?
12,000.
12,000 from each of the tribes except one. As Tammy said the other day, one is left out. Who's that one? Dan, okay. For some reason, Dan is left out. But, so the genuine believers take away their sins. How is that possible? How in verse 27 can God take away anybody's sins? Well, boy, first let me get this math first. Let me ask that question to remember it. Yeah, Jacob and Dale for Texas. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say hello and to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thank you, Dale. Appreciate that. Let's wave to Dale and Jacob Plummer for Texas.
Yeah. All right, Dale. What day won't you do? What day is your birthday?
That was yesterday, the 8th of December. Yes.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday, 8th of December. Okay, let's wave to the Bromers of Texas. Appreciate that.
How old were you when Pearl Harbor happened?
Well, it was Pearl Harbor, that was 1941.
Mm-hmm.
And I was born 27, so subtract 1927, 1941. What would that be? Anybody's got a
You're 14, math? Right? Well,
what is it?
You were almost 14.
41.
You're almost
14. Almost
14.
You came
before your
14th
birthday.
All right, that's good.
Do you remember, like, Pearl Harbor happening right before your birthday?
Yes, I remember in school, we were seniors, I believe, in high school, I believe, or juniors. I was in the library, I believe, at the time, and they made an announcement on the intercom that Pearl Harbor had taken place. Now, speaking of Pearl Harbor... What?
Wasn't Pearl Harbor on a Sunday?
Well, December 7th. But they made an announcement, I guess, maybe the next day, on Monday, that it happened. Maybe it was the day after. It could be the day after. Now, what happened that should never have happened at Pearl Harbor?
Shouldn't have been surprised.
Why should there be? That's right, we should never be surprised. Why should we not have been surprised?
Because the rulers of Japan were over here supposedly making arrangements for, you know, some type of agreement. Why mm-hmm. were they here? Did they know that this was going to happen?
Mm-hmm. And also...
They were ambassadors. They weren't rulers. They were ambassadors.
All right. Now, did anyone in this country know that the Japanese were coming to Pearl Harbor to kill as many sailors and... others that they could possibly kill. Yeah, Joe?
Well, didn't the president not get the warning out fast enough?
Absolutely right. What was the president's name?
Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Yeah. Traitor, traitor, traitor. And because of that, if they had notified the people, the Navy at Pearl Harbor, what would not have happened that did happen?
The Arizona wouldn't have been sunk.
Died.
How many?
Several thousand.
Several thousand. Almost 3,000. Also, yeah, Anna?
We also don't know we don't know what would have happened if they cleared out all the soldiers and nobody was there when the Japanese bombed. Then the Japanese might have figured out that we'd broken their code, and we don't know. So then they would have changed their code, and we don't know how many lives would have been lost through... them having developed a new code that we don't know mm-hmm. what would have happened.
Yes.
So we had broken the code? Is that what?
Yes, we had recognized the code. Our men knew every single thing they were going to do. Now, why did Franklin Desmond Roosevelt, FDR, withhold that information from the admirals and generals that were there at Pearl Harbor? So almost 3,000 of our sailors were dead. Why did they do that terrible, horrible, monstrous thing? Traitorous. Why?
Because we didn't want the Japanese to know that we'd broken the code.
That's true. And what did they want us to do because this happened? And what did our nation do because it happened?
Got into World War II.
World War II, absolutely. Yes, that's what they had. Bill?
There was a lot of talk among the admirals at the time. To get the ships out of Pearl Harbor because
yes.
they were bottled up there.
Absolutely.
And Kimmel and several other, Admiral Halsey and several others.
Maybe General Short, his name, Admiral yes. Kimmel's one, yes.
Yeah, well, Short, he was in charge of the Marines yeah. There. But they wanted to get them out of Pearl Harbor because they were enclosed there. There was no
right.
escape. And if they sunk a ship at the mouth of the harbor, it would block the harbor for a long time and nobody would be able to get out on it.
Yes.
They wanted to move the fleet back to California.
Yes, all these things happened. Here's Jacob, right? Jacob and Dale from Texas. Go ahead, Jacob.
Hey, Pastor Wade, I didn't know it was your birthday yesterday, Pastor Wade.
Oh. That's all right. You don't have to know everything. That's good.
All right. Hey, Pastor Wade.
Yeah.
At World War I thing, it was a setup, too. Remember, Wilson said, he ran on, we're not going to war, and, you know, non-interventionist. And then, you know, they tried to get us in the League of Nations. You remember that after that?
Yes.
Well, that League of Nations, the attempt of the League of Nations was World War One, and it created a land for a people. And then, with getting drug into World War Two, it was to try to, you know, the second attempt to just rename it the United Nations, and in 1948 that happened.
That's right.
That was, yeah. And but then in 1948 Israel became a nation. So World War One, a land for a people, and World War Two, a people for a land. Declared a people for a land. There you go.
All right. Thank you very much. We again to Jacob in Texas. And Bill and Professor Dan.
Well, in now I forgot most of what I was going to say. Okay. World War One was actually conceived to get America involved by Winston Churchill.
Right.
He hid arms in the lower decks of the Lusitania, and he leaked the information to the Germans that the Lusitania had arms on it. And there were American passengers on the Lusitania. So when the German U-boats sunk the Lusitania, that brought us into World War One, because they were trying to get us involved for several years.
So fake World War One, fake World War Two, fake media, silent media, shut up, but didn't have the truth. Professor Dan and Anna.
Pastor, any warm greetings to all our BFT church family. Thank you very much for this morning's message and this afternoon's Bible study. Wishing you a wonderful birthday filled with many blessings. God bless. His love, Carl and Vicki.
That's way to Carl and Vicki out there in the state of Maine. That's great. All right, now, yes, well, getting back to, yes, Anna.
I read at one point something about how the Lusitania, there was another ship that was like a twin ship of a sort, but it wasn't a passenger vessel, it was like more of a weapons carrying vessel. And so one of the theories that some have made is that the Lusitania was mistaken for its sister vessel, and that's why the Germans sunk it.
That's just crazy. Yes, Joe.
Yeah, couldn't say that. Remember that Albert's father was one of the people who was in charge of cleaning up and quote unquote rescuing the men, the dead bodies, taking them out of the water during Pearl Harbor.
Interesting. Now, speaking of wars, there's another war. They're fake and phony and horrible, lying government got us into the war in Afghanistan. How did they manage that big lie? Remember? Any hands on that? That's right.
Didn't they say that they were responsible for the Twin Towers?
Exactly. The Twin Towers, 9/11. What did these monstrous faker liars say happened, and what did really happen to 9/11 and the three buildings that came down in less than 7 seconds, 8 seconds. Anna?
Over 2,000 people died.
Over 2,000 people died. Many, much money was in it. Secretly was evaporated also. What's the fake news say about what happened there? What's the real thing that happened?
2,000 people died either way.
Well, that's true, but what how they excuse me, how they say it happened, Joe?
Well, they blamed it on the Muslims coming over and flying those planes into the buildings.
Yeah. Now, have you ever seen buildings go all the way through steel buildings that come out the other side like this happen? Fake. Many feel those were missiles dressed up as planes. What was the real cause of how those buildings got up? One building wasn't even hit by any so-called missiles or planes. How did you say that building fell down? It went, Joe?
Well, really happened by they're exploding it from the inside. The government had done it.
The government exploded the buildings. In fact, also all three buildings were done by our government's policy. They had a couple of months in advance. They cleared everything out. They put these bombs, these explosive devices, in there. And when they pushed the button, you could see it in the video, all the way down. Buildings of steel don't go down by airplanes, the heat of airplanes. But they came down with explosives. And these explosives were so bad, people around there, many of them died because of the radium and the various other things that were in those bombs. Horrendous lies. Simply because of the Afghanistan war. Been in there 20, 30 years still. If, at that.
Well, different buildings in Philadelphia and large cities, when they have a planned demolition, it comes down. I mean, sometimes it doesn't come down completely as they expect because they don't have enough explosives.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes down more like that than
right.
Firewood.
See, you can't have these steel structure type buildings come down as they were. In 7 to 8 to 10 seconds, huge skyscrapers, see? And people are told that and they believe it. Excuse me. They believe that lie. And every time there's a 9/11 eruption, but there's all kinds of scientific people that have studied that, researched that, and all the evidence is there very plain. Anyhow, these are three wars. First war, second war, and now, of course, this 9/11 as well. Yeah, Bill.
Yeah, another bad one was the Vietnam War. That was totally false. Lyndon Johnson went on television and said that he was going to escalate military activities in Vietnam because the North Vietnamese had supposedly sunk a U.S. Ship in the Gulf of Tonkin.
Mm-hmm.
That was false. No
yeah.
ship of America was sunk in the Gulf of Tonkin. Because he escalated the war and we were no longer advisors there, but we were active participants there, we lost thousands of lives
mm-hmm.
in that war, far more than we did in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Anna.
As long as we're talking about wars that we didn't need to get involved in, what about the war where we lost the most? The most number of Americans. We lost 600,000 Americans because there's a dispute about the federal government and state government, and I believe that the states eventually were going to make, some of the states were eventually going to make the right choice. I mean, the northern states, it took them a while to catch on. And it was just that the South had a slightly different climate that was more conducive and different economic structure. And so but then the North kept badgering and wanted the federal government to make the rules, which constitutionally the federal government didn't have the power to make the laws that the North wanted to make. So then the South
That's right.
left. And really, I believe the South would have made the right decision eventually, but instead we had 600,000 of our own people on both sides, and then we still didn't solve the problem because the freedmen they came up north, but the North didn't really treat them very well at all, and so. What good was that war?
Great Civil War. It's another one. Very good.
It was a lot of pain.
That's correct. Well, again, that
all
one.
Sides.
And, of course, in Syria, our government is trying to get us into war there, too. What is the method, the lies and falsehoods? Oh, sure, Tam. I didn't see your hand. Go ahead, Tam.
I'll just piggyback on Anna's comment.
Piggyback. Go ahead.
They basically came up north for institutionalized slavery because they were
mm-hmm.
they were put to work in very low between the different social structures that have kept people of different races from achieving
mm-hmm.
Different things that it's really hurt them more than some of the freedmen in the South actually had land, and they were actually able to produce and do something for themselves,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a lot of the former slaves. They came to the North, and then they were in the cities. Now there's a lot of violence in the cities, and
mm-hmm.
You know, people are, there's a lot of crime and shootings and different things. So continual interference by the government in the lives of these former slaves.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the fake news trying to do to get us into war in Syria? What are the lies that are being told about the war in Syria? Anybody remember that? Remember the charge they say was the one in charge of Syria?
Chemical weapons, right, Assad?
Yes, they say Assad. He's not perfect, but at least he's a man who's kept that country solid and safe. Christian liberty is there and respected and so on. The lies they tell about Assad. What are they claim lyingly that Assad did when he didn't do it? What do they say he did?
Murdered his own people.
Murdered his people by gas attacks. Who actually did those gas attacks? The enemies, Islamic, all these other people. And did President Trump believe that lie? Yes, he believed the lie because all those fake guys are counseling him, told him to believe it. And so he went in there and shot and killed a lot of these Assad people. Horrendous. Trying to get us into war in Syria. Yeah, Tammy and then Jill.
Antioch, the church in Antioch was one of the first that they had a true revival.
Yes.
And that church has been really assaulted since all of this has begun.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they've been caught in the middle of the whole thing, and,
mm-hmm.
and they've not been permitted to come to this country. They've not been permitted to go anywhere. It seems like they're under a severe persecution mm-hmm. there.
And Antioch, Syria. They're first called Christians
right.
at Antioch.
Exactly.
Right? Yes.
Exactly.
All right, Joe.
Good
manuscripts. Yes, from Antioch. Hey, Joe?
Even though we should all, of course, continue to pray for President Trump or any president that's in power for that matter, I mean, President Trump, I heard, is not, you know, he's part of the New World Order, too. As well as former presidents and other people.
We heard that this morning by an advertisement, an article saying he's now, through his Secretary of State, who's not a real strong constitutionalist, is planning to have this new world order. Trump is coming along. So presidents got some real failings because of his advisors. Do you know how many of his cabinet are Council on Foreign Relations, liberal, leftist, socialist traitors?
Oh.
12 of them, at least 12, because of my name upstairs. And his son-in-law, liberal, leftist, a Jewish, socialist, pro-communist, and his daughter now turned to be Jews as well, counseling in a horrendous way, but we've got problems. Truth is being knocked out and error is being rebuilt. Getting back to the second phase of the Lord's coming, I'm sorry about that, we got into a lot of different critical things, but when the Lord Jesus returns, will every eye see him that's anywhere near? Yes. How will they see him? Any hands on that? How will they behold him? Paul?
Well, he just saying his word that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is the Lord.
Well, that's possible sometime, whether it's this time or not. How will every eye behold him? They're blessed to behold him. They should look anywhere. What means will that be for people to see the return, second phase return of the Lord? Bill?
He'll probably be seen on television.
Television.
He's
all over the world.
And computers.
Computers, yes.
On a rock just outside of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to recognize him as the Messiah.
All right, Tammy, and then Pastor Dan. Good, Pastor Dan.
So it's in the Mount of Olives.
All right, his feet will stand on Mount of Olives. What will happen to the Mount of Olives that time, Pastor Dan?
What?
How will it split? North and south, or east and west? How will it split?
North and south.
North and south. there'll be a big pass. What's going to happen when that big pass comes?
The water.
Water. Water's going to come over, and the water's on that Arabian desert, and the desert will blossom.
Like a rose.
Be fresh water instead of salt water. So all these things will happen as the second phase is coming. And how long? Oh, yeah, Pastor Fred, Randy.
Just a question about the whole world seeing him.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I've noticed the verse in Revelation 11:19.
Mm-hmm.
It says, and the temple of God was opened in heaven. Could it be possible that there's an opening in heaven, a supernatural, where the earth perceives that he's coming, or about to come? Mm-hmm. And that's when they start diving, digging into
it's just possible. Possible. Tammy, have an answer to that?
I'm sort of piggybacking on what Randy said, but I actually had this thought earlier.
Uh-huh.
Although we have the means with computers and televisions,
mm-hmm.
God is not limited. And,
right,
and
right.
The Lord Jesus Christ can be seen everywhere if he wants to be seen everywhere.
Right.
So
that's
we
exactly
don't have to try and explain it.
That's right. Best for that.
It's likely that a lot of the infrastructure we have now, television, computers, a lot of it will be destroyed and all of it during the time of the tribulation.
Yes, that's true. That's true. So, the second phase, the Lord's coming, how long will that last? Any hands on that? How long, roughly, will that last? Bill? And then Anna?
1,000 years.
1,000 years, Anna? Yeah, what is that 1,000-year reign called? No big name for it?
Yeah.
Jill?
Millennium. Millennium.
What does millennium mean in Latin?
1,000.
1,000 years. Middle is 1,000. Anna's this year, 1,000 years. And during that 1,000 years, what will happen and what will not happen, roughly? Any answer on that? What will happen, what will not happen? Bill?
The Lord Jesus Christ will reign and rule on the earth for that 1,000 years.
All right. That's funny. And what will not happen? Any answer on that?
No death.
Well, no death of any kind?
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Pastor Dan and Jill.
Satan.
And Anna.
Bound for 1,000 years.
Satan is bound for 1,000 years.
It would be rare that a child shall die at 100.
All right.
But there will be some death.
So a child, if a child dies at 100, what does that mean for older people that are not children?
They're really old.
Tammy?
Some people are probably going to live through the whole millennium.
The whole millennium, maybe 1,000 years. Is there any record in Scripture that that took place? That length, almost that length of years. Is it 10?
Methuselah lived 969 years
in those early days. So these are things that are possible, Joe.
Well, not everybody will be saved or sinless.
That's exactly right. That's
born
exactly.
Who yep. Are not accepting the Savior among mm-hmm. other people.
At the end of the millennium, that's right, Tammy first.
At the beginning of the millennium, everyone that enters will be saved,
mm-hmm.
but they will have children,
that's
and
right.
those children will have to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior.
That's right. At the end of that millennium, what will happen to a lot of these unsaved, godless children, and as they grow up into human adults, what's going to happen? Any hands on that? Pastor Dan?
I have to make a choice whether to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior or mm-hmm. not to accept Him as Savior.
That's right. What will they do as far as before the Lord or against the Lord? These lost, hell-bound children. Yes, 10?
They will
rebel.
Rebel. And Satan will be loose for a season.
All right. What will happen to Satan during the 1,000 years? Any answer to that?
Be bound.
He's bound. The end of the 1,000 years will be loosed and all of his children will come, there'll be a huge, huge battle. There's a battle before the millennium, there's a battle after the millennium. What's the battle before the millennium? Use the term to say it, Tammy.
Before the millennium?
Before the millennium.
Armageddon.
Armageddon, the battle of Armageddon. What will happen at that battle? What will happen? Any hands on that? Battle of Armageddon. Yes, Tammy?
Well, Lord Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 19.
All right.
Shall return with all the saints, all those that are in heaven. Mm-hmm. Or the Christians that are alive today, they'll return with the Lord Jesus Christ to earth after the marriage supper of the Lamb.
Yes.
And in heaven.
And put down that battle. That's good. Okay. I'm ready. Let's see what we got here. Yes, Friday. Hello. Yeah, this is Pastor Wade, the DOA.
Yes, DOA. I'm just wondering, is Yvonne Wade your mother?
Yes, no, that's my wife. Yvonne Wade is my mother. Who is this calling? Who is this?
My name is Cherie, and this is a long shot.
Okay. Great, Cherie.
Okay, I'm sorry. This is just really important to us, have a night, and I don't know, it's kind of a scary subject, but he's looking for a mother named Yvonne Wade.
Oh.
He was told that she had given him all that dirt. Do you know anything about that?
He's given you all what? She gave him what?
She gave a son all that dirt.
That's a different Yvonne Wade.
Someone else.
It must be someone else. We had four sons and one daughter. And so my wife, Yvonne Wade, didn't have any that was the mother of that particular child. So this is Cherie. But thank you for calling, Cherie. Where do you live?
I'm in Phoenix. I used to live in Chicago. Are you guys in Chicago?
No, we're in New Jersey now. We used to be in Ohio. And of course, being a Navy chaplain, I live in many other places, you know, Okinawa and various other places, Florida.
Oh, yeah? You're a chaplain?
Navy chaplain. Okay. Well, thank you for calling. Call again.
Thank you.
Call us and write us at our BFT@BibleForToday.org.
BFT Library.
Okay, thank you for calling. Okay. Let's wave this way there. Let's wave for it. Okay. Seeing if anybody raised my mother. Well, no, she's the mother of our children. Now, where would you, I forget where we were before. Where were we?
We were at the Battle of Armageddon.
Oh, yes. Now, what other battle at the end of the 1,000 years, what will take place then and why? And who's going to be participating in that battle? Any hands on that? Yeah, Tammy? And then Randy.
Randy can go first.
Go ahead, Randy.
This is all the nations of the earth come against Jerusalem.
All right.
For the final solution, and that they're dissolved.
Mm-hmm. All right. Ten.
Magog and Magog.
Magog and Magog, all those. What will be the result? What's the end of that battle?
The putting down of Satan will be cast into a lake of fire.
Satan and all his hosts. A lake of fire. He'll be put down. The Lord Jesus will win that battle as well. Yeah, Jacob, right ahead from Texas.
Pastor Wade.
Yes.
Pastor Wade, that cracked us up. We were laughing pretty hard. Say, you know, I had to catch that part where she said, you're a chaplain? That's pretty cool. They're
saying, me and Jesus, we hang out every morning or something like that.
Yes. Anyway, happy birthday, and y'all have a good day,
God bless. Thank you very much. Way to end Jacob in Texas. Very good. Thank you, Jacob. Jacob and his brother as well. All right. Yes, I forget where we were. Anybody want to wake us up? Gog and Magog. Okay, and that is going to be put down. I bow to it. Satan, as you say, Tammy, will be bound and put cast into the lake of fire. How long does the lake of fire last? Any hands on it? Paul.
Forever.
Does everyone believe that? Do all the Bible teachers in this world believe that?
Not Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, a lot of them don't. In fact, do all the Bible teachers and all the pastors in the whole world believe that there's even such a thing as hell? No. Some of them say there's a little hell and that stops. That's false. Some of them say there's not any hell at all, see? But if there's no hell, why do you use that hell and swear over and over and repeated using that word if they don't believe it? A little phony, isn't it, Randy?
Yeah, they do the same thing with the Lord himself.
Yeah, then with the Lord we use his name in vain, don't they?
Yes, sir.
The Lord Jesus Christ, don't believe his existence of him. Yes, Joe?
Some people believe that we're experiencing literal hell on earth, while other ones go to the other end of the spectrum and think we're experiencing literal heaven on earth.
Yes, some have that.
Yeah.
a fake view of what's happening on this earth, yeah, Anna?
Well, some have said that this earth is the only hell that the Christian will ever experience, and the only heaven that the unsafe will ever experience. And as far as this is as good as it can get for the unbeliever, and it's as bad as it can get
yes.
for the believer.
Yeah, they say he drink a big Mary. So yes, Joanne and Tammy.
Some believe that when you die, that's it. You're done. That's it.
That's
the end.
You're right. That's
and that's the easy way out.
That's the easy way out. Is it true or false?
That's false.
That's false. There are two destinies. What are they? Two destinies.
You go to heaven or you go to hell.
Heaven or hell. Yeah, Tammy.
Oh, what Anna was saying about, you know, this may be the closest some people ever get to heaven. That was what they had. And back in the 80s, at the Empire State Building.
Uh-huh.
So we went up there. We were on a field trip, mm-hmm. or a field trip in North, a student exchange with some students in North Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
And we, from Iowa, we went up there and we saw that and we thought, this is awful. And even the students, you know, they were from Ridgewood, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
They thought it was tacky. I mean, they didn't understand, but, and I wasn't saved at the time either. But,
uh-huh.
But, you know,
it's
the closest some people will ever get to heaven, they said.
It was a tall building.
Yeah, it was a tall building.
How many floors?
I don't remember how tall that one was, but it wasn't as tall as the World Trade Center.
Uh-huh.
Right over 100.
Over 100 floors, over 100 stories. Yes. Now, I guess, where were we before we got into that?
We were talking about Gog and Magog and the devil being thrown into
the fire. The devil's thrown in the lake of fire. It's changed in the lake of fire. It's last... What's the difference between the two terms, if any, hell and the lake of fire? What's the difference, if any, between the word hell and the lake of fire? Any hands on that? Yes, Joanne?
Well, hell's a place, I would think. And the lake of fire, you're going to burn continually in pain mm-hmm. and in mm-hmm. agony. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
What place is the lake of fire burning? What is the place and location of the lake of fire? Yeah, Tanner?
Hell is cast into the lake of fire.
Yes, cast into the lake of fire. What is another name for the lake of fire? Hands on that? Questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. What's another name for the lake of fire?
Then is it hell?
Pardon
me? Then hell is the lake of fire?
Yes, I think the word hell, that's a sort of a synonym, lake of fire, hell. Hell is a term describing a location. Lake of fire explains what happens in that place.
Not Gehenna, is it?
Pardon me?
Not Gehenna.
No, Gehenna is a similar term, isn't it? Gehenna? Similar term. It's Joanne first and then Tammy.
Well, I always thought of hell as a place because Jesus visited hell, and he saw, and then there was the man that asked for water, and right. to tell his brothers, so this was
that's
he, in
true.
The lake of fire?
The English word hell is translated from two words, Hebrew word and Greek word. It's a Hebrew word translated in English sometimes as hell. Hebrew word.
Sheol.
What's the Greek word sometimes translated as hell? What is it? No, well, it could be, but what is the other word? Begins with H.
Hades.
So, see now, but you see what those words. Now, Sheol or Hades was defined as what? What was the nature of the Old Testament Sheol? What was the nature of the New Testament Hades? Anna and then Randy.
Well, there were two different sections because you had Abraham's bosom, also known as paradise.
Uh huh.
And that, because the Lord Jesus Christ had not as of yet died on the cross and his blood had not as of yet been applied to the mercy seat,
mm-hmm.
although he had been, in a certain sense, he'd been slain from the foundation of the world, but from the perspective of things happening on earth,
mm-hmm.
Christ had not yet died and risen again. So he hadn't led captivity captive yet. So there was a place, paradise, it was
mm-hmm.
not yet in heaven, but then paradise was empty. If the people, like captivity captive,
mm-hmm.
the Lord took the people up to heaven. sense. Well, like in the passage you were discussing with the rich man and Lazarus,
mm-hmm.
You were in Abraham. There were people in Abraham's bosom. Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom, also in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
And he could look. They could look over. There was this great gulf, but they could still see over
mm-hmm.
into the dam section,
mm-hmm.
And they could see the people who hadn't trusted in the God of the Bible. That they were there in that section,
mm-hmm.
And but then after. Christ, when Christ arose, he led captivity captive. He took them, the people that were in Abraham's bosom in paradise, he took them up to heaven. So now there's just the dam section of Hades. So it's more, so that particular section is sometimes called Gehenna.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, but now in Revelation it talks about death and hell
mm-hmm.
being cast into the lake of fire.
Mm-hmm.
So the lake of fire is another place in which has not been utilized as of yet, but it seems like it will be utilized at the first when the beast and the false prophet are cast into the lake of fire at the beginning of the millennium.
Well, Randy and the thing.
Just a question. That, yes. I mean, that's it. Pretty complete, but the pit that's mentioned in Revelation,
mm-hmm.
that would or would that be or not be hell?
It could be. That's in a pit.
That's a separate.
What is a separate? How would you define it? There's a separate.
It seems to be distinguished from hell, and it's definitely distinguished from the lake of fire.
All right. What is it? Where do you think that pit is?
It's in some other place.
Some other place. The ten.
I was going to read this a little earlier. Now,
okay.
Anna has already mentioned it.
Okay.
I mentioned it earlier, but Revelation 20, verse 14 and 15, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
All right. Questions at bftbc.org, 856-261-9018. What is the thing that we're talking about generally here? What brand of theology, what type or what definition of theology are we talking about here? These last 5 or 10 minutes. The division, yes, Pastor Dan.
Eschatology.
Eschatology. What Greek word does that come from and what does it mean? Eschatology. Anna?
It's the end, and then ology is the study of.
Study of eschatology, which is the end. Study of the last thing, the end times. Eschatology, that's right. So anyhow, now we got off from that on verse 27 and 28. My covenant of them is to take away their sins. What's the only way God could take away anybody's sins? Any hands on that? Describe the exact way your friends that are lost, for example, God could take away their sins. Anybody in this whole world? Any hands on that? It's Joanne.
You have to, number one, believe that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose again from the dead, and that's our only hope for salvation.
But just that he died on the cross, is that sufficient? That's Annie.
To believe that he took our sins on the cross.
Who does the "I" refer to there?
Well, okay, I have to believe it was my
all
sin,
right.
And anyone else who believes has to believe it was their sin.
Uh-huh. And
so my "R" means whoever believes.
And how many sins did he take away, make provision for, and die for? How many people's sins?
The whole world.
And the whole world. All the sins. Now, people don't all believe that, but that's the scripture. He died for the sins of the whole world, make provision. But the possession of salvation must be a genuine faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, it will never take away your sins. All this covenant, my covenant with him, when I shall take away their sins. Take away their sins. And so, once provision is made, the Lord Jesus made it for the sins of the whole world. And how do you become possession, personal possession of that provision? What's the exact and only way? Any hands on that? The exact and only way, yes, right?
Well,
You have to believe with your head, and you have to believe with your heart. And you have to
believe what?
You have to believe in that Jesus died for you, for your sins, that he rose again from the dead. Because he rose from the dead, I will rise from the dead. Mm-hmm.
There's a simple verse that many people have memorized. Let's all say it together. What is that verse I'm thinking of?
For God so loved the world.
John 3:16. Let's say that. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Yes, Bill.
I heard Alistair Begg on the radio this morning, and he was saying that Jesus was the only Son of God. A few weeks ago, he said, the one and only Son of God.
All right.
This morning, he said, the only Son of God.
Is it true that Jesus was the only Son of God? As the scriptures use the term sons or children of God? Is he the only in that sense? Or is the servant, Sammy, Randy, Joanne?
It says that we are sons of God by faith in Jesus Christ.
By faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we become the sons or children of God, right, Anna?
I see that his only begotten is important.
Yes.
We become children of God through adoption, but the Lord Jesus Christ was begotten, but yet he was always the Son of God from eternity past. So not that he suddenly became God or that he suddenly popped into existence. He was always...
Always.
Son of God.
Eternal Son. Eternal Son.
God's
yes.
Son.
Right? Yes. Emery.
Also.
Come in.
I thought this was over. I thought this
well,
was
it's
over.
About to be over, but the thing had to talk off here.
It started late.
It popped.
Oh.
I heard it pop.
You heard it pop?
Right.
It's still on.
It's about
popped, maybe the popcorn popped. I don't know.
No, I heard
well, honey, welcome back. Welcome back. You took a little nap.
I'm sorry. I'm so mixed up. I don't know.
Have a seat and get mixed up a little more. Go ahead and have a seat.
I want to get something in here.
Okay, go ahead.
You missed an exciting phone call.
We had a phone call?
Yes. She wondered if you were my mother.
Did you hear that?
So our tape recorder has reached its 1 hour limit, so we will stop in general. Didn't get too many verses today for some reason. But do you have any other comments or questions? Dan Reed.
Adam was also the Son of God.
Yes, Adam is called the Son of God. Right? But that Son of is in italics, so, he's of God. Mm-hmm. You're right, this says inside of a created by God. Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions before we close?
We got sidetracked by war.
Yes, sidetracked by war, a lot of things by war, but in the second phase of his coming, and second phase being the millennium, and a lot of people lying about war and how to get us in and get us out. We didn't ask the reason why they lie. Anybody have an idea on that?
Because they're human.
They're human. Why else?
Because they're sinners.
Now, what is the term M-I-C referred to? M-I-C.
Microphone.
Was it? No, Microsoft. Microphone. What else? M-I-C.
Industrial complex.
Military industrial complex. What does the M-I-C always want to do? Why do they want to do it?
Make war.
All right, that's right. That's what why do they want to make war?
Profit.
Millions and billions of dollars. Tanks and guns and airplanes and aircraft. They're bound to get us, and they want to make their money. And what does it say, the root of all money? What is the root of all evil?
The love of money.
Any other comments before we close? I didn't want to get some more comments on that, but that's very good to have us. All right, if not, let's close. Randy, go ahead.
Just the word, we talked about it one time, mono and genes.
Oh, monogenes. Now, what does monogenes mean in the Greek language?
Well, it's only generated.
Generated or begotten. Generated, that's right.
Begotten. And it's a unique relationship between the Father and a firstborn son.
The unique relationship between Father and Son, that's very good. And people don't like to use that word only begotten. All these new verses change it to one and only or something, but he's the only begotten.
We're begotten of Christ.
Yes.
But that doesn't make us grandchildren.
That's right.
It makes us sons.
That's right. We're born again or have new life in Christ. Any other comments or questions before we close? If not, let's close in word of prayer. We thank thee, Father, we can have discussion about thy word. We thank thee for the book, the scriptures. We thank thee for all these doctrines. We talked about eschatology, the last things, things of prophecy today. We pray that it may be helpful to us and those listening by the internet all around the world. Keep us faithful to thee, faithful to thy word, faithful to what thy word teaches. And bring us back on Thursday, the Bible study there and prayer meeting. Guide and direct us as we here in our service today that are still not genuine Christians, born-again Christians, or those listening by the internet, may that become true in their lives. And help those of us who are genuine Christians to live to please Thee and stand and understand and follow Thy words every day of our lives. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Thank you for coming. All right.